This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. It's time for full disclosure, my friends. I can't tell you about every place I go. I just can't do it. And I'll share with you why. It has to do with my dislike for guidebooks and my distrust of telling everybody about that amazing secret place that you found. And guidebooks do that all too well. I'll give you an example. Many years ago, decades ago now, hiking on the Kaibab Trail in the Grand Canyon, I noticed the faint track of a trail leading above a very popular spot. And that faint track drew me back some years later, and I discovered another waterfall just 20 minutes from the main trail, with ruins and pottery shards and 900-year-old corn cobs in the granaries. And a feeling that, even though I knew it wasn't true, no one had been there since the native people had moved on. I went there some years later with my eldest son and showed him the granaries and the corn cobs and the shards and the ruins. And we had a wonderful lunch there at that waterfall. It was only a few months after that a guidebook came out and told everyone who could afford $12.95 where this wonderful spot was. And sure enough, 18 months later, the corn cobs were gone, the pottery shards were gone, and hardly a day goes by that two or three or even half a dozen parties show up there. So today I can't tell you where I went a little while ago, but I want to tell you about it anyway so that you understand why it's worth getting out. I decided to head into a wilderness area here in Arizona, a trail I hadn't been on before, but it had been on my list for some time. And I went over a saddle into a wonderful riparian area and up on a bench to an overlook into the depths of the drainage that this wilderness area is named for. Knowing that I didn't have time to go to the bottom of that canyon, I decided to walk off trail a few hundred yards to a knoll that provided a nice overlook to the region. As I approached the summit of the knoll, I had noticed a low wall and thought, a small ruin. How nice. Here's my hint for you today. It was a ruin of the Mogollon culture. Another 30 yards past that low wall, and a tall wall came into view. A wall that averaged 6 to 7 feet high and was continuous both directions around the top of the knoll. I began to circumnavigate it, and a third of the way around found a break in it where I could step over without disturbing any of the rocks. And inside, more than 36 room outlines. I paced it off on the top of the hill, 220 feet long, 120 feet wide, with a protective wall 6 to 8 feet tall all the way around. I hope you understand why I can't tell you where it is, but it's there, and it's waiting for you. And even if you don't find it, when you go out looking, you will find something, because that's the way Arizona is. So looking forward to you and me both getting out there, but not actually seeing each other. This has been Arizona Trails with Ed.